from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, Wednesday, June 28th, a little bit after 8 o'clock, and with us in the studio, friend of the show, longtime friend of the show, Nick Marzock.
Yay, Nick!
What's up, guys?
Now, if you attended the birthday bash, Sogfest, last year, Nick played, got on stage between, I think, the opening band from Stay or Go and then the before Dice, Andrew Dice Clay,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. You opened for Andrew.
For Dice. Hey, you put that on the resume?
Hey, you know I put that on the resume.
Yeah.
And, just destroyed it. People loved him. And now you're going to be playing tonight an acoustic show at Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. The show's free.
The show's free.
I've been to that place. It's a pretty cool place.
I love that place.
It's very nice, right there on Sunset at 9 p.m. It says a.m. on my sheet, but it's 9 p.m. right?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be late.
Yeah, no wonder you're trying to promote it. 9 a.m. at a bar on Sunset. A lot of people probably not going to show up, but no, 9 p.m. Tonight.
You know, when Nick played our bash last year, I think it was the first time I appeared with you guys with the new show.
Yeah, right.
And I hadn't met you yet, and I felt bad for you when I saw you walk out there in the stool. Because usually, it's a tough crowd with one guy.
Right.
You know, because you got big, huge, massive bands on. You knocked it out of the park.
Thanks.
End of the night, I'm humming your songs. I mean, this guy is incredible to see.
Thanks, Frosty. Well, I don't know if you remember, I got off on stage and we were having a sound issue with my direct box. So
that's right.
I had like 3 minutes, which felt like an hour.
They tried to fill with impersonations.
I started dancing.
I thought that was your best part of your...
I do a mean Stewie.
Brian. Okay, I love Ireland. Listen, I love Ireland so much. I want to tell you all about it. I know terrific people.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you are doing some voiceover work as you're out here doing the music thing as well.
Yeah, I'm in Valerian coming out on July 21st, Valerian in the City of 1,000 Planets. So I have a role. I think I'm an alien that dies or something. I don't know.
You didn't read the rest of the script.
They didn't send it to me. I'm not that valuable.
And it says you also did the recorded voiceovers for Jonah Hill and Miles Teller to use for the PG-rated version of War Dogs.
Yeah, they sent me the TV version where I had to cover up all their swear words.
So what swear words did they choose to replace the swear words?
Oh, it was hilarious. They sent me a script with like horrible vulgar things, and then like right below it would be like, "What the cheese sandwich are you doing?" You know,
cheese
had nothing to do with.
You mean so you impersonate their voice?
Yeah,
they don't just call them back in and pay them to do it.
Miles Teller was too busy. I think Jonah didn't want to do it. But the one day Bradley Cooper came in and was doing his for the movie, so that was pretty cool to work alongside him. Yeah, that was a really cool day.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you just do the one word, or is it the whole sentence?
Whole sentence. And then they'll let the guys cut it together.
Yeah, who knew?
Cheese and rice. You know.
Cheese and rice.
Have you ever done the busker, where you're out there with your guitar case open on the sidewalk and have people throw in some dollars and change?
I used to when I was younger. Like when I go to the beach, I would go to like on the boardwalk in Ocean City back on the East Coast and do that and try to pick up some money. And nobody gave me money.
Really? Nobody gave any money?
That's tough. That's tough to be a busker.
You know, Eric, that's how I know Eric. A lifetime ago, I met him when he was down there in the promenade.
Third Street Promenade.
Strummer's guitar for change. That's how I knew this guy.
Wow.
Yeah. See,
that's mad respect, man. That's tough.
Frosty threw in a dollar. Well, not a dollar. Threw in a note that was way over the top as far as what you throw inside of a guitar case for a guy playing on the street, where Eric took notice.
It was a $100 bill.
Well, now you're embarrassing me. You're just embarrassing me.
It was $100, Nick.
Oh, my God.
And like you said, people do not give you money, especially if you're just a guy with a guitar. You got to be an armless man doing handstands to get any money.
Yeah, I knew a legless guy. He had arms, but he only had thumbs. So he basically just played chopsticks the whole time, every day on
16th
Street Mall in Denver. Yeah.
But Eric, money every time. There was no ulterior motive. It wasn't a desperate cry to be my friend, to chase me down the sidewalk to thank me and get my email address. No, the whole thing was, I thought he was this homeless, desperate, starving street kid because he was all, you know, long-haired, shaggy-looking. And I thought, this poor kid, he's playing his heart out. I've been standing and listening to a couple songs. The kid's going to be, he's not eating. Look at him. He's wasting away.
I bet if I gave him $100, he'd sleep with me.
Stop it.
I'll fill him up.
So I thought he'd get, like, a hotel room and get a meal in his belly. And later, the next time I saw him a couple weeks later, he was,
you got him a hotel room?
Well, no, not me.
Okay.
Then I saw him a couple weeks later. He flags me and goes, dude, why did you give me that money? He goes, I'm a working actor. I'm like just down here playing some music. So I thought he was a starving street kid. That's why.
Working actor. That's like him saying he has a house. He was the condo of working actors. You know it's true, Eric, right?
It's definitely true. Okay, okay. I wouldn't have been on 3rd Street Promenade. You don't see Bradley Cooper walking out of his voiceover session and then going to play on 3rd Street Promenade.
Was that the largest tip that you ever received from anybody on 3rd Street Promenade? Oh, was $100?
Hands down. And the thing is, Frosty didn't buy anything. He threw it in and sort of kicked around the rocks near the guitar case for a second. And then moseyed very slowly.
Were you selling CDs or something?
Yeah. I mean, he could have afforded 10 CDs. He could have picked up 10 albums. But
I didn't like your music that much.
That ass of yours.
I thought you needed a dinner and place to sleep. But see, it's such a rough life. These guys are down there, and I had another buddy who used to play down the promenade. They're out there in the hot sun. They're playing their guts out. People are ignoring them. They're just walking by. End of the day, you had to load your amp and guitar, and you make like $12.
Yeah.
It's a rough, ungratifying life. But
aren't you doing it more to pick up women? Like when you're going down to the beach and you're going to play your guitar, aren't you just seeing how many hot chicks stop by?
This song's about feelings.
That'll do.
How many instruments can you actually play?
I don't know. I grew up on piano, then drums and guitar, then after that just...
So you're one of those kids that can just pick up anything and just start playing it?
Yeah, eventually I'll get it.
And he's like super talented because I started singing, Tesla? What was it, Black Crows?
Black Crows, yeah, the Talks to Angels.
Yeah, and then you just... picked it out and started playing it. You don't even know the song. You probably never played it before in your life and just was able to pick it out right away. That's incredible. And you're also a sketch artist. You should see his sketches, Frosty.
What do you sketch?
He did a John Mayer that was amazing.
Have you ever seen Titanic?
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. Well,
if you want one of you in it, like that one.
He's really
he can
talented.
Sketch
actually,
that.
My brush is bigger than hers. So knock yourself out.
I'll give you $100 so then we'll do it.
Oh, I'll throw in $100 if Frosty will pose like that. We'll get a
draw me like one of your French girls.
You go on tour at all? You cruising around? You staying out here in L.A.?
I'm
what?
Mostly writing right now. I actually just finished a spot for American Dad. Doing an episode of not Walter Murphy stuff. He does all the symphonic orchestral stuff. But I did an episode with Scott Grimes. Who you met.
Oh yeah, Scott.
So he's the voice of Steve on the show. And so him and I wrote some songs ago in an episode next season. So doing that and starting to work a little bit with that crew and the Family Guy things.
Are you trying to act
a good circle?
What's that?
You trying acting at all? Because most musicians don't make it and starve to death. Look at Eric. And most sketch artists, they don't become that rich and famous either.
Yeah.
You trying the acting thing?
Yeah, I did a movie with Ewan McGregor that came out last year called American Pastoral, which I liked a lot. It got really bad reviews, but I thought it was a good movie. But I was in that. But
what were they saying about the movie? It was so bad.
It was, I don't know. It kind of just flopped. Like, I don't know.
That Nick Marzock ruined it.
Ruined the whole thing.
His sketching scene just didn't work.
The guy can't draw.
Put down the pencil and try to make a movie.
Well, I see you did bring your guitar in. It's sitting on your lap right now. Nick Marzock with us. If you want to see him play live, he'll be playing tonight at Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. The show is free and begins at 9 p.m., so stop by and support Nick, a big friend of the show. And would you like to pluck out for us now? Anything?
This is a song I just finished a demo for. I've never played it ever.
Oh, my.
An exclusive.
So this is an exclusive, and it's not available anywhere right now because it's just went out for demo. So this is a song that I wrote about. It's kind of like a story like CeeLo Green's Forget You, where I wrote this about a label guy but had to turn it into Spin It Sound Like a Girl, so that it's more mass appeal. But this song's called Answer Me. It starts out, it sounds like I'm playing Eye of the Tiger right now, but it's different. I swear to God, it's different. Hear me out. I left a message after the tone. I kept the feeling out, but now I have a message ready to go. You don't need a soul when your time is gold. I won't waste it. You can save it up for your feast of crow when you see. You know when you hate it. But never say
told you so. If my money was made, if I had so much to spend, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. If I was super famous with celebrity friends, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. Let it out. I wanna know your crazy machine. I wanna stand on your holy ground. I guess you burned and stored, including me. No, no. When you clean with stones and you said liquor are outdated, wonder you have lips when you feel alone. When you feel alone, you will hate it. Never say I told you so. If my money was made, if I had so much to spend, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. If I was super famous with celebrity friends, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. Oh, I bet you'd answer me then. Fame and profits, cash deposits, walk-in closets, front page gossip, hefty pockets, poolside trophies, as you want it, as you want it. Fame and profits, cash deposits, walk-in closets, front page gossip, heavy pockets, poolside tropics, as you want it, as you want it. If my money was made, if I had so much to spend, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. If I was super famous with celebrity friends, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then. Oh, I bet you'd answer me then. Yeah, I bet you'd answer me then. Oh, I bet you'd answer me then. I bet you'd answer me then.
Well, of course she'd answer you then. My God.
Oh, Nick.
Now you've made it. Oh, Nick Marzock in the studio with us.
Every time he gets me, every time.
An exclusive right there. You can't get that song anyplace else. But yeah, put that thing out quickly. Are you going to hug him? Oh. You're getting a dollar.
He's tucking.
Go get you something to eat, son.
Is that 100? My God.
Go get yourself a haircut and something to eat.
You do have a style.
I need this so badly.
This is Motel 6 up the block.
Thanks, man.
Nick's going to be playing tonight at Rockin' Riley's on Sunset. The show is free and begins at 9. How long is the show going to be? I mean, because you got a lot of original stuff.
I'm going to go a while, man. I'm going to go until they kick me off the stage. Wow.
Plus, you can play anything that anybody yells out. You just have that ability to pick something out. It's awesome.
And if I'm drinking, I'm just going to keep playing.
Just keep playing until they kick you off. We're closed, Nick.
It's 6 in the morning. You have
He's all curled up his guitar case sleeping. You can't stay here.
Nick, who are your musical influences? Because there's someone in your voice I can't put my thumb on. I like it a lot. Who is? Does it remind you of someone out there? Like, who did you listen to growing up?
Someone says, okay, James Blunt.
No, because James Blunt's kind of...
James Blunt.
This is going to sound awful, but if Bonnie Tyler were a man... No, that didn't sound right. If David Gray were a woman... No, I don't know. You're in there between them somewhere.
He's got that rasp, that good rasp.
Yeah, there's style there.
Well, the 818 says, I love his voice. Uh-huh. Let's see.
I like the James Blunt one. That's
818, how do you...
My life is brilliant.
Yeah.
My life is pure.
Another 818 says, Heidi couldn't carry a tune in a 5-gallon bucket. That's going back too far.
That's right.
I just sang the national anthem earlier.
My Edith Bunker. But.
Nick for the stay.
Yes.
Right.
Hey.
Somebody goes, where's Grunny?
Yeah, where's Grunny?
What's Grunny up to? He's like, wait, they didn't call me too.
Grunny.
Frosty always has that where he introduces friends to other friends and those friends start hooking up and they don't call Frosty. Grunny's feeling that right now. He's like, wait.
He's FOMO already.
Nick's
my friend.
That's a surefire way to lose a friend is to introduce him to some other friend. Okay.
They're way more fun to hang out than with what we got.
I gave you $100.
Here, let's stick these two magnets together and throw them off. Okay.
Lost another one.
I missed my magnets.
Any superstition that you have before you go on stage? Do you do some kind of ritual?
I don't really.
You're playing superstition. Very good. Stevie Wonder comes out of you.
I don't have any rituals. I just kind of. I feel like if I do, I'd get more like weirded out and like amped up. I just kind of like to show up and play.
The ritual is whiskey and cigarettes.
All right,
let's get amped up, ready to play.
The cigarette thing kind of shocks me, although, I mean, did you ever think of a time of giving it up, or you're like, it works out?
No, I don't really smoke, actually.
He doesn't smoke. He smokes.
He sounds like he does.
He smokes the patch. He skips cigarettes, went straight to the patch, and he smokes that. he's hardcore rock and roll.
I always love that rasp in your voice. I'm like, how do you get that?
Well, you know,
like,
for years and years when you used to smoke in bars, if you're on stage in a band, you inhaled all that secondhand smoke.
And then you're like, I sound
that's why all
way.
The singers in the 60s and 70s, I got that rasp.
I smoke cigars a lot, and that's kind of, I love that. But
you have a bowling alley waitress in your future. In case this doesn't work out.
Hey, honey, you're so great.
Nick, I've heard you rock, rock it. You rocked it today. You rocked it a year ago when I heard you. Do you have any slow, extremely tear-jerking, sappy ballads in you, too? Or are you a rock guy?
I do.
Do you?
I have some ballads, yeah. I got,
Do you have any ballads you look back on and go, what a pussy?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I can't believe I wrote that.
You came in, I think you played last time, Nick, where it was like you had a girlfriend, and it was like a rainy day. Never rains in California, but
it rained in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one. We'll play that.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we have time. We'll crank it out.
God. Yeah, I could do that one.
Nick Marzock, once again, everybody.
This one's going to be very James Blunty.
It was cold for California. It's Friday morning, middle June. The clouds turned gray and heavy, and I knew it had to do with you. There were shadows in the valley, those tacky signs and broken hearts. My feet weren't far below me while I walked down Sunset Boulevard. And Hollywood was still, and quiet were the hills. The ocean wouldn't dance and say on the Monica. Boss wouldn't fill and I was lost, 'cause you had gone away, on the day that it rained in L.A. And as I drove across Mulholland, stopped to see the city view, but the tears, they veiled my vision when they fell like rain over you. And Hollywood was still, the sound began to weld. The actors in the studios were reading lights from melancholy films, and I was lost. You had gone away on the day that it rained in L.A. When it rained in L.A. And I called you on the phone, but you were not alone. There might have been a thousand lies between us,
But I guess I'll never know, cause I was lost with nothing left to say. On the dance where that Hollywood was still, the choir were the hills, the ocean wouldn't dance in Santa Monica, the bars wouldn't fill, and I was lost, cause you had gone away. On the day that it rained in LA, on the day that it rained in LA.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Nick.
There's your, there's your ballad, Frosty.
Oh, there you go.
Nick Marzock. Wow. He's live in studio with us right now. He's going to be playing Rock and Riley's tonight on Sunset. The show is free. It begins at 9 p.m., so head on over to Sunset Rock and Riley's to support Nick, a longtime friend of the show. He played Songfest last year. And,
killed it.
Yeah, you should come out and see him and support him.
That last song there is a hit.
Frosty,
and
right?
It's emotionally as raw as it gets.
Are you crying?
It's about contact.
No, you're crying.
I got the wrong contact solution. My eye gets dry.
Who did that make you think of, Frosty?
IHOP. I'm sorry, I'm hungry. I wasn't paying attention to the song. Starving. You know, if you want to layer some strings on that, I got the Kurzweil over here. Tell you, $100. I got the studio in my house. Eric, come over, add some guitar.
How do you sing background?
There we go.
No, no,
oh, we got
no.
us a hit.
No, no.
I'm super excited about that song. I did that for the demo with Nile Rodgers produced it. So that's, it's going to be, that one we're really
going to. That girl is somewhere just going, what did I do?
Yeah, that's.
What, I was an idiot. Well, I'm not even with the guy that was cheap. Oh my God, I'm so stupid.
That girl sucks.
Right?
Well, sure, we turn his calls once he gets celebrity friends in that walk-in closet and the heavy pockets that he's got to get. All the songs kind of tied together. It's a concept album.
So good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for bringing me on. I love hanging out with you.
Thank you. All right. We got to take a quick look at traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by